you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Probably smooching pickles because they're a couple of pickle smooches.
Morning, Petey.
Yeah, morning.
Craig Evans with us. Petey Max in the house now.
Yeah.
Tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook broadcast, the podcast out there, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. Alexa plays the show. Alexa, order gerbils. I'm sorry, we changed that up.
Oh, gerbils now.
Yeah. People are starting to get them in the mail.
Good.
What are you laughing at, Craig?
I can't say it out loud.
Ah, you can't. No, it's a story you won't, do?
No,
like,
no, oh, okay. It's just.
Always doing that to me.
Yeah. Thinking impure thoughts? I'm reading impure thoughts.
Oh. Well, then you're thinking them, too.
Maybe. Was on this date in 2002, and Michelle Bachmann birthday for Linda Lovelace.
Happy birthday!
So, Tom,
car accident?
Yeah.
For people unaware, she was in the 1972 adult film Deep Throat.
Deep Throat.
I don't think she had much of a body of work after that.
I don't think so either. I'm not sure, you know, because we really weren't in the porn as much in 1972 as we are now.
No. But I know at some point since she was, turned and found Jesus, because it wasn't quite as mainstream back then.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah.
Now it's pretty mainstream stuff.
Well,
more or
mainstream
less.
In a different way. In that some of these.
Oh, no, actually, it was mainstream in a way because that movie, Deep Throat, showed in theaters all across the country.
Yeah, actually, it did.
Watch the documentary. I forget what it's called. We talked about it a couple of days ago with I think Colleen was here. We were talking about the documentary of Deep Throat, about the historical perspective of how the movie, you know.
Born on this date.
A lot of wolf in that, too, by the way. We're talking about Alice's wolf.
Yeah, well, it was 1972.
Right, Brady Bunch, yep. Same thing.
Born on this date, however, dead now, adult film star Marilyn Chambers.
Oh, she was great. She ended up like homeless in a, well, I shouldn't say homeless. And was she in a trailer at the end of her life somewhere? Nothing against trailers, relax.
I don't know.
I think that she died in squalor, maybe some alcohol involved.
Could have been.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If I'm getting my ex-porn stars correct. Look up how Marilyn Chambers died, puss. She was only in her 50s, I believe.
Yeah.
But she was great. She knew her work.
So.
Who's older?
Who is taller? Linda Lovelace or Marilyn Chambers?
You know what? It's funny because every time I saw both those girls, they were laying down.
Well, what's down, your? Let me see the average size of a
down,
bed.
Bent over on pool table from Marilyn Chambers. So I have no idea.
Yeah.
I would say that Linda Lovelace is taller.
Marilyn Chambers was close to as tall as some of her co-stars.
I remember Linda.
That's the algorithm I have. So I'm going to go with Marilyn Chambers.
I'm going to go to Linda Lovelace.
Marilyn Chambers.
You were just Googling her too, puss, weren't you?
No, but I'm looking at how she died,
okay,
which is much less nice.
Oh yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Cerebral hemorrhage and aneurysm related to heart disease.
Oh. Yeah. How old was she?
I don't know.
All right.
Well, give us the math.
56.
I don't know.
Okay.
56.
Who's taller, Craig?
Marilyn Chambers is 5'7". Linda Lovelace, when I say is, That is to say, was.
Yep. In both instances.
Yes, in both instances, Linda Lovelace was 5'8".
Hey! Good win. Good win for me.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Once again, the algorithm is tough since they were laying down or bent over every time I saw them.
Yeah, all we had was
legs pool. In the air. You can't tell tall people are legs.
We don't
in the air.
Know if it was a regulation size pool table.
I think that was. It's a hot scene.
Chambers was laying on. Or
check out. That's one of the hottest pool table scenes ever.
Oh yeah,
or just sex scenes.
The movie's called Insatiable.
Yes, it is,
and it is available on Pornhub and YouPorn.
Oh yeah, that's a coming of age, and I do mean coming of age for a lot of us. The pool table shot from Insatiable.
Do you have the story, Craig? Of I guess some parents cleaned out a basement and got rid of some dude's $29,000 porn collection.
Yeah, we did that last week.
Yeah, we did that story.
Oh, did we? Okay.
Unless it's a different $29,000 porn collection, which is possible.
It was $420.
Did you hear that story, though?
We did. We talked about it on the air.
Yeah, I know, but Todd didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it.
So...
No, he
what
was here
happened?
That day.
That
wasn't,
Craig is the best.
Todd was not off that day. Todd was here that day.
Oh,
it wasn't
God.
His day off.
So the story was that the guy and his wife...
Yeah, we heard the story.
Not everyone did. No.
You got to refresh me here.
All right.
The guy and his wife got divorced or, you know, girlfriend, whatever it was.
That's
and
right.
So he moved back in with the parents along with this...
Heard this before.
Along with this, his porn collection.
Right.
It looked like it was all VHS, the picture I saw.
Okay.
Was correct.
And so in this porn collection that he says is so expensive, is stuff from studios that aren't making any movies anymore, stuff that you can't find anymore. And so when he eventually was able to move out of his parents' house after his divorce, he moved away to another city, and he had his parents just ship his stuff over to him. And they did without the porn.
They thought he had
and
a problem,
so he
right?
said, and so he says, hey, he was curious where his porn was, and his dad said, look, I threw it away, just like I would if I found a kilo of cocaine in your stuff. I would have thrown that away, too. You got porn, I threw that away. It is bad for you.
All right.
And so
you go back at the daddy's place, that's up to him, I guess. Right?
And so the kid now suing the parents for
porn.
90 some odd thousand dollars for about $30,000 worth of porn.
They must have a good relationship at all. Sounds like
well,
a
apparently
horrible...
they did.
No, apparently not. Why would you sue your parents for 90 grand? They threw away your freaking porn.
Because they threw away your freaking porn.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. It's probably the reason he's divorced. He had 90 grand of porn.
That's what
basement.
Was said the other day.
Exactly. I mean, I'm all for porn, but if I had a collection of 90 grand in the basement, probably wouldn't be married.
No, it was only like 30 grand.
He right. says 90 grand.
No, he said it's worth 30 grand. He's suing for 90.
Oh, emotional distress.
All that. You can understand that. You can't have your porn anymore. Yeah.
Was he going to sue if the dad sold the kilo of coke?
No word on that. Yeah. On that scenario.
Yeah.
Now, did you read where Pornhub weighed in?
I did not.
Did you mention that part?
No, that's the new part.
No.
That was the new part that got my attention.
Okay.
Pornhub, one of the world's most popular pornography websites, has weighed in and offered the man a lifetime subscription to its premium service if he drops the suit.
Good pub for Pornhub.
It is. And that rhymes.
Huh. That'll be cheaper than a lawyer, just dropping the suit and having free porn.
Right. It would be, and then you got the, I don't know what the premium service offers that you can't get otherwise.
Yeah, premium things.
Yeah, probably longer films, because you know.
Who needs that?
You don't need that.
Well, this guy, he might be a connoisseur.
Yeah.
If he had that kind of collection, he might be one that watches the whole thing.
Right. He might sit down and watch 90 minutes of porn.
Yeah.
Consecutively.
Twice or three times a day.
That's unnecessary, but you're right. It might be that kind of guy.
I'm not an addict. I'm a connoisseur.
I just think it's kind of, I mean, listen, I'm not.
Exactly.
I just think it's funny. The guy gets divorced, moved back to his parents' house, and he puts a bunch of points. Just everything about that screams the dude is just not a successful dude at all. Everybody needs help. And has
if
to move
he's
back
got 30
place.
Grand worth of porn,
but that's
I mean,
I mean
he
get
spent
rid of your
time on
maybe
it.
Maybe that's the problem. I'm not saying. Yeah. I just maybe that's the problem.
Well, okay, but what if he had $30,000 worth of train stuff in the basement,
like Todd does now?
Like Todd's going
sure.
to.
Todd doesn't think that bit's going to catch on because he knows how we feel about. Well, hobbies.
Anytime you have to utter the sentence, "Hey, Dad, where's all my porn?" you need to step back and reevaluate.
Especially at what 35 was this guy? How old was the dude? He was an old dude.
Old enough to be divorced.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it
hey,
were,
Dad, where's my porn?
Baseball cards or
yeah, something like that.
Hot Wheels.
Yeah, something you left there all your something from your childhood.
Might be a little different.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, I used to paint the walls with this stuff. Right. Where's that at?
Mom and Dad probably don't want to store your porn.
No, don't blacklight that.
Yeah, he's 40.
Collection. 40 years old.
He's 40.
Hey, Dad, you threw hey, and Mom, by the way. Mom, why'd you throw away my porn? If you say that and you're 40 years old, you got to look yourself in the mirror and question reality.
12 boxes full of magazines and videos.
All right. Yeah. Y'all going to the annual White House Easter egg roll today?
No, that's not how we roll.
Probably not.
Yeah. 30,000 other people are going to be there.
Yeah.
I didn't show any highlights of the, we talked about it, the sauerkraut roll on Hitler's birthday.
The sauerkraut.
Same I heard deal. Nothing about that.
Yeah. I know. They didn't really publicize it as well as they usually
well,
do.
420 is more
they
important.
They do it on the... Yeah, because the 420 news overshadowed that.
Yeah,
420 is also right. Hitler's birthday, so different people celebrate different things on 420. Although that weed thing's kind of become mainstream, too.
Real mainstream, which is which makes it even funnier. That it's just become so mainstream.
Yeah.
And we live in, you know, just a, well, where we live specifically is ridiculous.
The Plains.
Well, this state. But you're right, the Plains in general, up and down. Not your boys, though. North Dakota's going to go there sooner or later. They get medical, right?
Yeah, they got medical.
All right.
But I'd, out of all the Midwestern states, the so-called heartland, I'm going to guess Iowa's the first.
Yeah. Iowa did, didn't they just recently do,
they did something progressive.
Sports gambling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Or they proposed.
They passed one of the houses.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
At least the Senate, yeah.
Yeah.
Did y'all go to the movie theater over the weekend?
Nope.
You missed The Curse of Yorona?
Your rectum.
Yeah, but I watched
that is a curse.
CBS Sunday
What's
morning.
Yorona? What is it?
It's a movie that was scary the number one movie
yeah,
of the
yeah,
weekend.
Yeah, some scary movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it previously.
It is. It's a horror film.
Yeah, I figured that, but I haven't seen it yet.
Previously. Yeah, here are the big genres of film out right now. You got your horror movies. There's plenty of those. And you got your comic book movies.
Endgame where Batman dies.
Yep. And now that school's out, you're going to see an inundation of animated movies.
Oh, when school's out. Yeah.
And then we learned from CBS Sunday Morning yesterday that the faith-based movies are kind of catching on. I'm surprised it actually took this long to catch on. And then
I've seen that story a bunch of times.
This is why I do not go to the movies because every genre of film, I'm really not interested
in. They all suck, yeah. For us.
And I guess it was our fault for not going to movies when they were putting out movies that we were actually interested in.
Actually, it's funny. I did for a while there. I did see a lot of movies in the theater that were every time I watch a movie, I see it. I go, where did I see that at? And I watch, we talk about the Denzel Washington movie where he plays the guy with the heroin.
American Gangster.
I saw that in the theater.
Yeah.
I did see movies 10 years ago in the theater, a lot of good movies. So it wasn't just, I mean...
So you did your part.
I tried to do my part.
You contributed.
Yeah, because I can pay attention to movies if I watch them in the theater more than I do if I just
watch the house. But you only went once, didn't you? You didn't go to those movies three or four times.
And,
you know, bring 6 or 8 of your friends.
It is kind of ridiculous what's out there.
And dress up like Denzel Washington.
Right. I saw some headline yesterday that it was, I think it was Michigan, some Captain Marvel fan in Michigan has seen the movie 116 times. That movie's only been out for like 4 or 5 weeks.
I was going to say.
And he's suing his mom about porn,
that's
too.
Every day. That's at least once a day.
Really?
Yeah. That's like 20 times a week.
Don't get that.
No.
Once again, I don't make fun of these people anymore because it's too pathetic.
But
I'm not going to give away Endgame if I read that little thing because everybody's mad about that. I'm not going
to
do that.
At like 10 bucks, even if you're going like in a matinee, you $7 to $10 a pop, that's like 10 grand you've blown. On going to the theater.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, well, he might have that movie pass thing.
Yeah, but even most of those are like one a day.
Yeah.
What else is out in theaters, Craig?
Well, Breakthrough is at number 3.
What's that?
The faith-based thing.
Oh, that's the fat chick from This Is Us, yeah.
Chrissy Metz, is that her name?
Yeah, great actress, but she's a big...
Breakthrough?
She's a big one.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's the one where the kid falls through the ice and...
Dies and then doesn't die.
Yeah.
Right.
Didn't take...
Right, as it were.
He's a zombie then, grows up and kills everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works.
Right, because the doctors had nothing to do with that.
No, not at all.
It was all about the prayer.
Not at all.
Shazam came in second.
I have a question about that. How long was he dead? How long was he flatlined? And how long do they normally leave you on the table after you have flatlined?
Well, first of all, you freeze sometimes. It stops your stuff. So
yes.
People do come back. But
yeah.
But they do a movie where the kids drowns. It just drowns. And then that's the end of the
so
movie.
The doctors did no work at all? It was just her praying, and that's how it worked?
I ain't watching it, Todd.
Yeah, who are you looking at? Yeah. Nobody's going to see that movie.
Nobody's going to see that movie. And it's crap. You're right. It's crap.
And not only are we not going to see it, we don't even have any interest to lose in the backswing.
No.
Right. No, but those kind of premises piss me off because the doctors get no credit.
None.
4 and 5, Captain Marvel and Little.
Because I'm going to speculate.
I don't know.
That the medical community had something to do with saving that guy's life.
That heathen, Dr. Mina. She's a complete heathen, but she will fix you. Remember that.
Oh, Little is big, only done with Tiffany. What, Tiffany Haddish, is that her name? Where she turns into the kid again.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
It's been done 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
No, I like her, though. She's very good.
I don't know for stand. I don't
mind. I'm curious about the stand-up.
I don't know about the stand-up.
Yeah, I think she's good.
I think it's a You Go Girl stand-up. You might not dig that, but she was fine on SNL. Right, yeah.
And I really like her on the Tracy Morgan Show, the last OG.
Oh, is that because she owned
that? Oh, never mind. She's not in this movie.
Oh.
Okay.
I was looking at a little picture. I was like, is that
doesn't
Tiffany
change
Haddish?
Craig's mind. Still likes her.
No, Regina Absolutely. Hall. Excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, two very different actresses.
Yes. Once I made the image bigger, I went, oh, no, that's not Tiffany Haddish.
Right. Regina Hall is quite a bit older.
Well, Jonas Brothers going to go on SNL. That'll be fun.
Yeah, they'll sing.
Let me know how that goes.
They'll play guitar.
You'll get to see it.
No, I won't.
Just musical
guests?
It'll
be on Fast Forward.
Are they going to do one of those host and musical guests?
No, that's going to be with Emma Thompson when they're on.
Okay.
And Adam Sandler's going to have Shawn Mendes.
And that's this week, right?
That's the 4th
All right.
of May.
Next weekend.
A Gallup poll finds the percentage of Americans who say they belong to a church, synagogue, or mosque at an all-time low.
That's good news.
Research shows just half of Americans reported being members last year. From 1937 to 1976, church membership was at 70% or higher.
And I didn't know it was that low. 50% does seem... That surprised me, even.
Well, we're talking membership,
I understand
I think.
That, yeah. But the heathen I am, that still surprised me, 50%. That's pretty low.
Since 1999, there has been a 20% drop-off. In Colorado, suck it, Jesus.
No.
It had to be said.
It did not have
although,
to be
although,
said. It
although,
never has
although,
to be said.
Although the synagogues say that all the time, and so the mosque.
See, I didn't see it coming that time. But I like it.
Yeah. I want to thank our audience for putting up with that because that's one of the best clips ever in the history of life.
Yeah.
And we don't get any complaints ever. You said you get somebody to tell you something.
I've heard someone tell me that they have heard other people question it. But I have not had someone question it to me personally.
Yeah, I just can't stop playing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still want you to bust that out next time Craig's dad stops by for a visit.
No, you don't. I respect this old man. I don't.
That's true.
I respect his dad.
I respect him.
We always respect each other's parents. We don't respect each other that much.
Right. Right. That's true. That's
we
true.
Are.
I mean, the moms, maybe.
Well, no.
So there's certain sound bites we won't play in other people's presence.
In their presence.
Yeah. But his dad listens to the show.
Right. Some.
He does.
Some.
It's different, Doc. Yeah. I don't have to stare him in the face.
I bet I know when he turns it off.
He doesn't hear it coming either.
No.
Probably better if you played it while he was in studio. If he's anything like me, where he tends to drift. I had another story I was going to ask you about, but I'll save it for off the air.
Thank you.
Are you afraid we did it already?
You probably did it already.
Go ahead. Just give us a headline. We'll say we did it.
Packers coach Mike
Louisiana
McCarthy fired.
Bestiality.
No, I don't have that one.
You don't?
No.
But it piqued my interest.
Yeah. Speaking of which.
You had me at Louisiana bestiality.
I got to
the word.
Give a nod to at Farm of Puss.
Nod your head.
Because if you look at the front page.
Of At Farm of Puss?
Of Farm of Puss. Right. There's a picture of, I believe, Mount Rainier in the background, mm-hmm. which is close to. And it says, Experience Enumclaw.
Oh, really?
So it's kind of like the tourist board for Enumclaw, Washington.
Man. That guy's on it.
And then the smaller picture they have in there, the profile picture in there, is one, two, three goats.
Three goats.
Three young goats.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to Puss's farm, say hello to his mom. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Take me down to Puss's farm.
No farm.
I did watch yesterday. It was on Access TV, the 1980 rock show, Paul McCartney and Wings Live in concert from 1980.
Wow.
It's such a great show. I mean, because they're just the prime of that band. You know, they're all a lot younger, and they did Junior's Farm, and I'm yelling, I'm singing Puss's Farm on the couch. Puss's Farm. All
right. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.